Hello, and welcome to another takeover episode of It's Okay to Feel, a NAMI OC podcast. I'm your takeover host for today, Asha Bhattacharya. This unique takeover episode is a feature of the NAMI OC Media Masterclass, which teaches teens and young adults like me, ages 16 through 24, the basics of podcasting and growing our social media presence. Takeover episodes feature Media Masterclass students like myself who want to start their own podcast. As I mentioned earlier, my name is Asha Bhattacharya. A little bit about me, I'm a college student, I'm a senior, so I'm getting excited to graduate. I've lived in Orange County my whole life, so NAMI Orange County is an organization that is very near and dear to my heart. I've been working with them ever since I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder when I was 15, and they have been a tremendous help to me and my growth and my journey, and giving back to them in any way has been not only incredibly fulfilling, but also incredibly healing. So I'm very excited to be here today talking with all of you. Before we begin, I do want to remind you all that It's Okay to Feel is for informational, educational, and/or entertainment purposes only. And it is not a substitute for medical or psychiatric advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It's Okay to Feel is funded by the Orange County Healthcare Agency, Behavioral Health Services, Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act. So for today's episode, I want to talk about self-love and self-care. Now, there is this idea that self-care and self-love is putting on a face mask and sitting in a bubble bath. And I am here to tell you that that is not self-care. That is called pampering. That is called luxury. More times than not, self-care can actually feel very painful. Self-care can be uncomfortable. Self-care can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. I know for me, it's definitely been one of the hardest things I've done. And that's coming from someone who's taken some pretty difficult calculus courses. That's because we live in a world where we have been taught to put others before ourselves. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my long 21 years of living, I say that with sarcasm, it's that we have to be selfish sometimes and put our own needs first. So what is self-care? Like I mentioned earlier, I think it would be really great and beneficial if everybody got this idea out of their head that sitting in a bubble bath and putting on a face mask is what self-love is all about. And it's not going to fix the way that you think and feel about yourself. So what will? Well, that's what I'm here to talk to you about today. The first aspect of self-love and self-care is the power of putting your own needs first. Now, this is a lot easier said than done, right? How often do we know that we don't want to do something, or we know that we just simply can't do something, but we ignore what our minds and our bodies are telling us because we want to make the other person happy? We do this all the time when we worry about how other people think of us. I did this all the time growing up. For instance, I decided that I would study something that would make me look really smart so that I could make my family proud, and I completely ignored that the topic was not something that I genuinely wanted to learn about, nor was the career something that I wanted for my life, and I completely neglected my own wants and needs in order to fulfill somebody else's. I've had many instances where I've told my friends that I could hang out with them even though I was feeling so exhausted because I didn't want to make them feel lonely. As a student, there were nights where I slaved away at my schoolwork even though I was so tired I could barely even keep my eyes open. The commonality with all of these things is that I neglected my own wants and needs. And doing this gets exhausting and will only leave you feeling empty and depleted. You have to understand that it is okay to do things that make you happy, even if they are not what others want. I'm going to say that again for all the people pleasers out there. You are allowed to say no to people. You are allowed to not do something for someone. You are allowed to have your own opinion. You are allowed to disagree. You are allowed to have your own dreams. You are allowed to choose yourself. Your needs deserve to be fulfilled just as much as anyone else's. And at the end of the day, if you're not going to look out for you, then who will? The second aspect of self-love is speaking kindly to yourself. Now, this also sounds really simple, but think about all the times that you have, for example, maybe you drop something and you say to yourself, gosh, I'm such a klutz. Or all the times you've accidentally forgotten to do something and you tell yourself, God, I never do anything right. Or the one time you made your friend upset and you think to yourself, geez, how could anybody ever like me? Or the one time you made a mistake and you think, I'm the biggest failure out there. The commonality with all of these things is that they are incorrectly labeling yourself as the worst person out there. These depictions of ourselves as the worst, as the least likable, as the biggest failure, are not accurate depictions of who we are. What is accurate is that there is no person on this earth that is perfect. There is no person on this earth that is the perfect friend or the perfect parent. There is no person on this earth that is happy all the time. There is no person on this earth that never messes up at anything ever. This person does not exist. So if this person does not exist, then why do we try so hard to be that person? I mean, seriously, take a second and ask yourself that question. Why do you try so hard to be perfect? You cannot be perfect, so accept that you are a flawed human just like everybody else. And once you can accept that, life becomes a lot easier because you have taken the pressure off of yourself to live up to something that is simply unattainable. You can mess up and you can still be a capable individual, and you can miss a work assignment and still be an employee that is dedicated at their craft. You can slip up with a friend or family member and still be someone that is worthy of love. You can be all of these things. So take the pressure off of yourself and start being kind to yourself. Something that I think about a lot is, would I ever talk to a friend the same way that I talk to myself? For example, if a friend messed up on something, I wouldn't look at them and say, you are a terrible, no good, awful human being, and you're just awful and you should leave the room right now. But honestly, sometimes I've thought that way about my own self. So the question is there, if I wouldn't say these things to a friend, why am I saying them to myself? And we do this weird thing where we have different standards for our own self. But that's not really fair to anybody, right? So that's a little trick that I like to use sometimes when I am trying to stop myself from negative thinking. I always ask myself, hey, would I talk to a friend like this? Probably not. So I need to chill out a little bit and be a little kinder to myself. So we've talked about two more philosophical ways that we can practice self-love. The first being that you need to honor your own wants and needs. The second being that it's important that you speak kindly to yourself and sort of get rid of this idea that you need to be perfect. And now I want to spend the last part of this episode really diving into the more practical things that you can apply to your daily routine to give yourself more self-love. The first thing that I want to talk about is affirmations. I love affirmations. This is really good, especially if you've ever taken the 5 love languages test. If your biggest love language is words of affirmation, this is a really great tip that I think will really help you. So affirmations, self-affirmations really are I am statements that make you feel good about yourself. So for example, I am beautiful. I am strong. I am kind. I am smart. I am talented. These are affirmations. So what I do is I have taken little sticky notes and I write down affirmations. And I try to focus on affirmations that I really struggle with, in the sense that these are things that I want other people to tell me, right? So I am beautiful. I am talented. I'm a good friend, right? So I write these things down on a notepad, on a sticky note, and I tape them to my mirror. So every morning when I am getting ready for the day, I am seeing these affirmations in the mirror against my own reflection. And it's a really beautiful process. You begin to see these words, I am beautiful, I am strong, I am worthy of love, as you're also looking at your own self. And it sort of reinforces these messages to you. And it might sound kind of phony, kind of weird, a little bit cheesy and emotional in the beginning, but I challenge you to do it for 2 weeks and see how you feel after 2 weeks. I challenge you to do it. Just try it out. I've been doing this for months now, and I can honestly say that doing that has really transformed the way that I think about myself. And I think the most beneficial thing with these self-affirmations is that now I am able to get the love and support and encouragement that I need from myself. And I don't feel like I have to go begging other people around me to give me that love that I need. I have it from myself. And let me tell you, that is a very powerful feeling. The second thing that you can do to add self-love into your life in a very practical way is to every night write down the things that you did that day that made you feel proud of yourself. Again, this is another very simple thing, but it makes a world of a difference. I'll give you an example. So every night before I go to bed, I have a journal. And in that journal, I write down my gratitude list, which I talked about in my other podcast episode, which you should check out. But I also write down the things that I did that day that made me feel really, really proud. And these can be very small, small things. For example, I am proud of myself for getting out of bed today because it means that even though I might not be feeling well, I'm strong for getting out of bed and for facing a new day. Or I am proud of myself for getting up and making myself breakfast because it means that I care about feeding my body with nutritious food so that I can have an energetic day, right? Something so simple. I am proud of myself for working out today. I am proud of myself for going on a walk today because it means that I am making my physical health a priority. And it can be something a little bit, you know, a little bit more extravagant. Like, I am proud of myself for facing my biggest fear today. I am proud of myself for all of the homework I completed today. I am proud of myself for having a difficult conversation today with a coworker. I am proud of myself for, you know, for having a hard conversation with my partner. These are all things that aren't easy to do, and we do them in life, but we don't congratulate ourselves for it. And I think we should. I think that's the best form of self-love, is to do something and pat yourself on the back. And it doesn't make you conceited. It doesn't make you full of yourself. What it does is it makes you aware of how awesome you are. And I think if we can all be more aware of how awesome we are, the world can only get better. The third sort of practical thing that you can apply to your life is something really simple: meditation. So there are a lot of guided meditations out there. You can go on YouTube and you can search for self-love meditations. So there are meditations for all types of different things, but there are also specific meditations that are focused solely on self-love. And I've tried a few of them out, and sometimes they'll just make you cry. Like, I've had meditations before where I will just sit there and cry, and that's okay. You know, again, the name of the podcast, it's okay to feel, right? Don't judge yourself for crying. But these meditations that are about self-love are a nice way to sort of get that dosage of self-love and self-care from somebody else. You know, maybe you feel like you want to get that love from something else, and maybe you're tired of affirmations, or maybe you want to hear it from something else. This is a really great way to do that. You're hearing another voice coming in telling you all of these things, and I'm a huge fan of meditation. I could make a whole other episode about the benefits of meditation and the science behind it. So look up some self-love meditations. There are a ton of apps that you can get. I really like Headspace. Calm is another one. But if you don't want to pay for anything, go on YouTube. Honestly, it's a great, great way to get some meditations. So that is all for today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode talking about self-love, how it's a lot more than just sitting in a bubble bath, which is always nice, and I should probably take a bubble bath after this. But really, self-love is about putting your own needs first, speaking kindly to yourself, and getting rid of this idea of perfection, and implementing very practical things into your life, like affirmations and writing down the things that you're proud of, and meditating for just 3 minutes a day. All of that makes a big difference. If you like the show, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people find the show, and it helps us share our message of mental wellness to people in our community. And if you want to hear more of It's Okay to Feel, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. If you want to follow up with me, you can always follow me on social media. My Instagram is Asha_Bhattacharya. So that's Asha_BhattaCharya. And you can also follow me on my YouTube channel, where I post tons of videos about personal development and mental wellness. My YouTube channel is my name, Asha Bhattacharya.